tiene que tener el jamón ya un nivel de calidad alto.
Entering a Spanish delicatessen can be a daunting experience, and José Jiménez's shop in the Moncloa district of Madrid is no exception. It's small, but everywhere you look, there is jamón ibérico, or cured Iberian ham. It's stacked on the counter in small cuts, packets of it are sitting in the window, and entire pig's legs are hanging from the ceiling. Other products are on sale as well. Cheese, chorizo, other types of ham and smoked salmon, but jamón ibérico is the star here. A bewildering array of labels, categories and prices means that buying it is no simple matter, and the novice faces all sorts of dilemmas. Which kind of jamón should you buy, and how much? Will a ham that costs 90 euros per kilo really be that much better than another costing 15 euros? It can feel a bit like taking your car to be fixed by a mechanic when you're not entirely sure what's wrong with it. Will you be ripped off, you wonder? But luckily, José himself understands this concern, and he willingly puts his customers at ease, offering advice without pressuring. He points out that because there is so much choice, trust is everything when buying jamón ibérico. If you trust the person who's selling, you're going to come back for more. People aren't stupid, he tells me. This is all a long way from the forests of Andalusia and Extremadura, the rural areas in western and southern Spain where black Iberian pigs, the raw material of jamón ibérico, are fattened up on acorns. This process is carefully controlled, and the pigs are even put on slopes to make their legs fleshier before slaughter. The meat is then left to cure for anything up to 4 years before reaching bars, restaurants and delicatessens, and it's eaten either as a snack with a glass of beer or wine, or as part of a full meal. José believes that soon it will be harder for customers to be fooled into unwittingly buying inferior jamón ibérico, because the government is preparing a set of norms to improve its regulation. The seriousness with which Spain takes its jamón is reflected by the fact that in December, a group of lobbyists published an Iberian pork manifesto in the country's press, calling on the government to push ahead with the new norms. Under them, the current Byzantine system of categorising jamón ibérico will be simplified and quality standards will be reinforced. José and many of his colleagues in the sector are celebrating what they feel is a long overdue set of rules which will benefit the serious sellers. But overall, the sector isn't doing badly given the circumstances. Just outside José's shop, Spain's economic crisis is all too visible. It's a middle-class area, but there are beggars on street corners and many businesses are boarded up. And yet, José says sales remain surprisingly steady. In 2011, when Spain was already deeply in crisis, total sales for the sector increased 10% compared with the previous year, and last year's figures are looking similarly healthy. As José thoughtfully sharpens a narrow 12-inch carving knife, he reflects on the 3 decades during which he has run this business. They are years that have seen Madrid and Spain as a whole change enormously. And yet, the hunger for the salty taste of jamón ibérico remains.